Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Henry's front bench is back. Henry McKean has been meeting with the presidential election candidates on a park bench to get to know them behind the politics. An easier job than the general election because there's only two of them. Today, Henry meets Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys on his park bench. He sent us this report.
So it's Henry's front bench. I'm Henry McKean and we are here with presidential candidate Heather Humphreys. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Henry. Great to be here.
I want to start by asking you about what it was like growing up on the border.
Growing up on the border, it was really lovely. I had a great childhood. I lived on a farm and I was there with my parents, my two brothers, my grandparents as well. We all lived in the one house, and I went to the local school. And being on the border, we were able to go into Northern Ireland. And you know, at the time, we were able to buy sweets in Northern Ireland that you couldn't get in the shops at home. So when we go across, we'd always get Maltesers.
Maltesers.
You couldn't buy Maltesers.
You couldn't get them here.
No, not at the time. And you couldn't get a Milky Bar white chocolate. So that was a real treat.
That must have been really quite exotic, yeah. And different. And I have to say, I do love a Milky Bar. And yeah. I hope the Milky Bars are on you today.
Yes.
Being a Republican and also being a Presbyterian, tell us about that and being both.
Yeah, well, I am a true Irish Republican in the sense of Wolfe Tone, Henry Joy McCracken, and the United Irishmen. I grew up on the border, and I understand the sensitivities, the difficulties, the challenges that people face. Because you must remember, when you go back to when the border was formed, you had unionists going to sleep, as they thought, as British citizens, woke up as Irish.
Of course.
And then, of course, in the north, you had nationalists going to sleep as Irish citizens, woke up as British citizens. There were a lot of challenges, and borders do cause problems, there's no doubt about it. And then, of course, when the Troubles came, it changed everything. It really did. People were afraid to go to visit their relations in Northern Ireland in case they got caught up in a bomb. And it wasn't easy. But like everything, you work your way through these things. And thankfully now we have had peace for so long, and we want to keep that peace. And we want to make sure that we don't lose any of it. And indeed, Brexit was challenging.
So you want to see a united Ireland?
Yes, I want to see a united Ireland in time, but there's a lot of work to be done.
In your lifetime?
Well, I can't put a time limit on it. Of course I'd love to see it, but I really can't put a time limit. But what I do know is that we do have to really extend the hand of friendship. There's over 1 million unionists in Northern Ireland, and I want to say to them, look at me. I come from a minority Protestant tradition, and this country has given me a wonderful chance. It has made me what I am. It has given me everything I have. And I'm saying to them, you really don't have anything to fear, that your identity, your traditions will be respected in a bigger and united Ireland. But that's a conversation that we really have to work on, and we have to convince, and we have to understand their concerns as well. And I want to speak to the nationalist community too. I want to speak to them and have those conversations and bring people together and build on the work that Mary McAleese did. She did a huge amount of work as the first Ulster woman to be president of this country.
She did. And what about your childhood? Tell me about your childhood. Can you tell us a story?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, I was on a farm, and there was nothing that I wasn't expected to do. And my mother said, there's no job you can't do. Now, I don't know if that was certainly encouraged me, and it always stayed with me for the rest of my life. But it also meant that when I said, that job's not for me, well, that wasn't acceptable, because I used to feed the calves, I milked the cows, I drove the tractor, built the bales, you know, the bales were made.
So you really got stuck in?
Everything.
Tell us, your favourite chocolate bar, your favourite fast food?
Oh, well,
I mentioned a few chocolate bars already.
I love a burger, and I'm very fond of sushi.
You like sushi?
I love it.
And your favourite drink?
My favourite drink is, I suppose, at the minute, I love Coke Zero.
Coke Zero?
Yeah.
I should have got you a can. So yeah. you love a Coke Zero. Your favourite holiday destination, are you a cruise lady? Are you holiday in Ireland? Do you like to go to perhaps Santa Ponsa?
I actually like going to Donegal.
Of course, Donegal's
stunning. Donegal's lovely.
Stunning.
It's lovely, and it's a beautiful county, and it's convenient to Monaghan.
So you were a singer, and I understand also you like to do a bit of jiving.
Yes, I grew up going to the dances, and that's where I met my husband, at a dance. And yes, I did jive, and I could do a bit of a waltz as well.
You could do a waltz?
Bad. Yes.
And I know I'm not allowed to ask you this, so I'll ask you this. Do you want to waltz now, or is it a bit chilly?
I think we're very comfortable sitting here at the minute.
I have to say, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about karaoke. I love karaoke. Do you like karaoke?
I like karaoke. I do, yes, indeed. And it's good fun. I bought a karaoke machine one time, and we had great fun at Christmas.
And your favourite karaoke song?
Well, my favourite song is the Big Tom song, because you know I like country music. And I think one of his last songs was, "You're Going Out the Same Way You Came In."
Can you sing? Can you sing it?
I can sing a bit. I'm not going to sing it now.
But that's your favourite. You love that.
I love that song because I think it brings us back to reality.
You were a minister. Any crack? Did you have any crack? Tell us a story, something different that happened when you were a minister. A story you've never shared before.
Well, I think I remember I was at a cabinet meeting. We were leaving the cabinet meeting. We got into the lift. Leo was in the lift. I was in the lift. And the lift got stuck.
And stuck in the lift with Leo.
Stuck in the lift with Leo, and he was rushing to do leaders' questions. And I suppose I'm very fond of Leo, and he's a good friend, but you know, he's not really a man for small talk.
So he's not good at lift small talk.
No.
Just the floor, that's it. So what did you talk about in the lift? What happened?
We kind of looked at each other and said, how are we going to get out of here? So we got the phones to phone somebody and pressed every button. I was pressing every button I could find. So eventually we were rescued. We were rescued in time, so we got to leaders' questions.
So you made it. So, like, nothing happened except that it was really awkward.
A little bit.
No, you didn't. You know, you could have really pressed his ear. You could have chewed his ear about something.
No, I didn't think it was the right place to chew his ear. He looked stressed enough.
What sort of parties would you host in the Auras?
I love a good party, and I love having people into my house. I would have people coming there, a chance to talk to people, because the Auras is a very special place. I remember the first time I went to the Auras, Mary McAleese was president. I went with the local TD. I couldn't believe it. In fact, there was a little box with chocolates in it. There were beautiful little truffles. I think there was two in a box. Mm. I kept that box. It was so special.
You kept it.
I kept the box,
yes,
with Auras and Uachtaráin on it. It was a little blue box.
And it made you feel special.
It made me feel so special. So anybody that comes to the Auras, I know how important that is.
Yes.
And you can, you know, I want to use the Auras to thank people for the wonderful work they're doing right across this country. So there's so many volunteers. Mm. You know that. I know that.
Well, this country is run on volunteers.
Run on volunteers. Mm. And I want to recognise the contribution that they have made. For some of them are volunteering for 40 or 50 years, especially when you go to the tidy towns.
Yeah, and the tidy towns is huge.
Yeah,
and there'll be sushi.
Yeah. There'll be sushi, is right. It's very nice.
Who was the most influential president of your lifetime?
Mary McAleese, no doubt about it. I think she was a wonderful woman, and she did a huge amount of work, and I have huge admiration for her in terms of an Ulster woman coming from Northern Ireland, and she gets elected as president of this country. I think it's fantastic.
And what portrait would you hang in your office?
I think I always have photographs of my family in my offices, so I would have a photograph of the family, but I have to get a new one because I've just got a 3-week-old grandson called James.
Congratulations. So it's a busy time with the grandson.
Yes, I have 3 grandchildren now, and he has to get into this photograph.
And have you got to see the grandchild much?
Well, I get to see him once a week.
It's so busy. Your favourite TV series?
The one I love most of all is Yes Minister.
I have to say, politicians love Yes
it's
Minister.
It's so funny.
And would you, you know, do keepy uppies with Catherine Connolly? Are you good at basketball, football?
My skills were really in the space of badminton, table tennis, and I used to play an odd game of pool.
Okay, maybe pool or perhaps some table tennis together. I just want to thank you for joining us here on the bench, on Henry's front bench, presidential candidate for the next Irish president, Heather Humphreys. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. And you know what I always say? Every day must have a laugh. You must have enjoy life, because that's what it's about.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.